Well, if I had my real ones, why, that is polyethylene, a circle of polyethylene. And he puts that wire over that because you see the polyethylene doesn't show in the x-ray, and that wire shows the position it's in.
I see.
So if I fall and anything happens to mine, why, they can take that x-ray and they'll know what they're getting into.
Yes, ma'am.
Before they get in. But I have those little polyethylene tricks and also my prosthesis.
Yes, ma'am.
If I could have found them. I began working before I went over for breakfast about them.
Oh, that's an amazing
operation. Oh, it's amazing. And more than amazing, if you could see, I've got one of the prosthesis that they took out of my hip. Now, this is the ones that, now, they had me to have some more made last summer.
Yes, ma'am.
And send to England because they wanted my hips for research work. The first one was done 9 years ago. And then the last one was 3 years after that. So they wanted mine, and I went to Dallas and had Dr. Robert on Wednesday the 26th of May at the Presbyterian Hospital. Now I made that and sent it to England so they could study the x-rays.
Yes, ma'am.
They wanted me to come to England, but you know that's a pretty far trip to have x-rays made.
Right.
When they see he's a-doing, now when you look at that, you can put that one back in here. And I've got some more now. That's not all that I want to show you. I want to show you a picture of what was taken out.
Right.
I've got that somewhere here. Stainless steel ball and trick.
Oh, that's a big
one. Oh, heavy. I suffered every step of the way for 3 years. And they took that out and then put in one of these other small ones you saw in that polyethylene socket. Now, I have that was actually taken out of my hip in boxes here. So no telling, it may be in the bottom of one of them.
Now, was this done in Texas?
It was done right here in Greenville. And, but that was, at that time, Mr. This surgery was not accepted in America. And the reason it wasn't accepted, my dentist said it was foolish. But anyway, the reason it wasn't accepted, they was afraid that the cement that the English surgeon used would maybe bring on cancer. And the dentist here in Greenville said why they'd used it in the teeth for years. He didn't know why it'd bring on cancer in the hip if it didn't in the mouth. And I think it'd be a whole lot worse in the mouth than in the hips. But anyway, that's what they said. And but it's accepted now. And I've got the picture, if I can find it. I hate that everything has happened about the death of my friend. I'll let you put this in there. And that I have to be in such a hurry.
Oh, that's
but
all right.
We can talk a little bit.
Surely.
Going on down, maybe.